Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie podcast.
I want to talk about how to make a man obsessed with you.
Okay, I also
want to start this by saying I don't think it should be your main goal for 2024.
I do.
I don't think it should be the one thing that we're taking notes on and really putting all of our energies into.
No.
But I guess that if you are in the dating game and you want someone to be into you, then of course you're trolling through all of the TikToks.
But Kate, when the sun is out and it's summertime,
you play the Beach Boys.
Well, you do. You play the Beach Boys.
You do.
But the feeling of love sort of hangs high in the air. And single people are often on the hunt.
Yeah, well, I think there's a lovely feeling of anticipation, isn't there? Something to be excited about.
Yeah.
A lot of mistakes made over that period as well. Are we talking physical? Are you talking presentation here of men, or are we talking personalities?
Well,
or what are we talking?
It's a tricky little thing. And I'm going to admit, I didn't come up with this. There's a woman who's she's a mindset coach, and it is very controversial because I think it does introduce an imbalance in relationships very early on. It does mean that boundaries are broken and all of the things that you then spend lots of money on therapy or years to undo, this woman is suggesting you do it to make a man obsessed with you to start with. Some are even calling it toxic. I will let Anna Christina Schmidt explain how to make a man obsessed.
The easiest way to get a man is to be rude and mean. If someone is mean to you, it triggers your insecurities and it makes you feel rejected. Naturally, what your brain is trying to do is to be validated, accepted, and get rid of the rejection. More the person keeps thinking about this rejection and wanting to be accepted, the more the person will be thinking of you and he will be wanting to pursue you and chase you.
So, what a load of crap. What a load of crap. Because first impressions are so vital. And if someone treated me like that, I'm not going back.
Yeah, Schmidt for brains.
Maybe you have... Who are you calling that?
Schmidt.
You might have healthy levels of self-esteem. What she's talking about is that thrill of the chase, which sometimes exists very early on anyway, you know, without having to be mean. The idea of maybe not getting something over the line or maybe not getting that first date with somebody, it keeps you keen because there's a level of jeopardy.
Yeah, but if you go down the path of chasing somebody and they turn around and tell you to get stuffed as a tactic to make you want more, I just don't think it's going to work.
I think it works.
Male ego goes,
no.
You know what? You can get stuffed because there's plenty more fish in the sea.
BJ rejected me numerous times.
There
first
you go.
Again.
And the big one was the Virgin flight attendant, Virgin Australia party, the up at the hangar there up in Brisbane. We went up there with a few mates and I thought, this is it. I asked around, got back to her that I was going to be there, and there was this one moment I remember, Kate, and I thought, this is it. She's looking over. She had a group of girls around her. She looked, saw me, pointed to me, and all the girls looked over, and then they all started laughing.
Because of the coleslaw? Because of the coleslaw on your lip?
Yeah, it was. And probably a few other things that I tested positive to at the time. But there was this moment, Kate, where it just absolutely ripped my heart out, to the point that after that, I didn't see her for another 2 years. I took her out of my mind.
Oh.
I said, this is not going to work.
Yeah, because she was mean to you.
You didn't follow up on that evening.
Nope.
But see, I think it can keep people interested. I think that I think sometimes men do it, but I think the being mean thing has even worked for me many years.
You've been doing it for long enough.
Being mean.
Oh, my God.
I think you've perfected it.
Is that right? And who have you been talking to? No, I'm talking about very early on. I think it was my way of, I mean, it's so childish.
Don't say protecting yourself.
And, of course, I've grown up and out of this habit. But when I would meet people, the meaner I was to you, the more I liked you. I mean... Psychologists in their cars are having a field day with that. But many years, one of my first kind of big out of school relationships, that's how I think he just became obsessed with me.
That was your defence mechanism, no, was to be like you.
No, it wasn't a defence mechanism. It was my way of like, you know, lassoing them into treating
them badly.
Treating them mean, keeping them keen. This person I met at a party. It was a big kind of function, right?
Mm. And what did you do?
And so there were lots of people there, and then there was also a section with just like VIPs. So it had the roped off area or whatever. And I spotted this person, and I thought, oh, he's a bit of all right.
I better tell him to get stuffed.
He's a bit of all right. And I thought, I don't know how to open a conversation, but I do quite like him. And we were passing each other in the corridor where the toilet was at the same time. And I thought, it's not smooth. It doesn't sound smooth. But it's an example.
Jess, drum roll on the pickup line. Drum roll on the pickup line. You're outside the bathroom. What did you go with?
I said, I think you might be lost. This is the VIP area.
And what did Richard Wilkins say?
Fitz in Whipper with Kate Ritchie is a Nova podcast. For more great shows like this, download the Nova Player via the App Store or Google Play. The Nova Player.